Chapter 11. Cultivating Mindfulness of Breathing fulfills 4 establishments of mindfulness, 7 factors of enlightenment, true knowledge, and liberation. There is, bhikkhus, one thing which, when developed and cultivated, fulfills 4 things, and 4 things which, when developed and cultivated, fulfill 7 things, and 7 things which, when developed and cultivated, fulfill 2 things. Concentration by mindfulness of breathing, bhikkhus, is the one thing which, when developed and cultivated, fulfills the 4 establishments of mindfulness. The 4 establishments of mindfulness, when developed and cultivated, fulfill the 7 factors of enlightenment. The 7 factors of enlightenment, when developed and cultivated, fulfill true knowledge and liberation. Mindfulness of breathing fulfills the 4 establishments of mindfulness. How, bhikkhus, is concentration by mindfulness of breathing developed and cultivated so that it fulfills the 4 establishments of mindfulness? Whenever, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu, when breathing in long, knows, I breathe in long, or when breathing out long, knows, I breathe out long, or when breathing in short, knows, I breathe in short, or when breathing out short, knows, I breathe out short. When he trains thus, experiencing the whole body, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, experiencing the whole body, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, tranquilizing the bodily formation, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, tranquilizing the bodily formation, I will breathe out. On that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating the body in the body, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. For what reason? I call this a certain kind of body, bhikkhus, that is, breathing in and breathing out. Therefore, bhikkhus, on that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating the body in the body, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. Whenever, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu trains thus, experiencing rapture, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, experiencing rapture, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, experiencing happiness, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, experiencing happiness, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, experiencing the mental formation, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, experiencing the mental formation, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, tranquilizing the mental formation, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, tranquilizing the mental formation, I will breathe out. On that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating feelings in feelings, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. For what reason? I call this a certain kind of feeling, bhikkhus. That is, close attention to breathing in and breathing out. Therefore, bhikkhus, on that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating feelings in feelings, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. Whenever, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu trains thus, experiencing the mind, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, experiencing the mind, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, gladdening the mind, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, gladdening the mind, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, concentrating the mind, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, concentrating the mind, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, liberating the mind, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, liberating the mind, I will breathe out. On that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating mind in mind, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. For what reason? I say, bhikkhus, that there is no development of concentration by mindfulness of breathing for one who is muddled and who lacks clear comprehension. Therefore, bhikkhus, on that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating mind in mind, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. Whenever, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu trains thus, contemplating impermanence, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, contemplating impermanence, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, contemplating fading away, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, contemplating fading away, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, contemplating cessation, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, contemplating cessation, I will breathe out. When he trains thus, contemplating relinquishment, I will breathe in. When he trains thus, contemplating relinquishment, I will breathe out. On that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating phenomena in phenomena, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. Having seen with wisdom what is the abandoning of covetousness and displeasure, the bhikkhu is one who looks on closely with equanimity. Therefore, bhikkhus, on that occasion, the bhikkhu dwells contemplating phenomena in phenomena, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having removed covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. It is, bhikkhus, when concentration by mindfulness of breathing is developed and cultivated in this way, that it fulfills the four establishments of mindfulness. Four establishments of mindfulness fulfill seven factors of enlightenment. And how, bhikkhus, are the four establishments of mindfulness developed and cultivated so that they fulfill the seven factors of enlightenment. Whenever a bhikkhu dwells contemplating the body in the body, on that occasion, unmuddled mindfulness is established in that bhikkhu. Unmuddled mindfulness has been established in a bhikkhu. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Dwelling thus, mindfully, he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. While he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, his energy is aroused without slackening. Whenever a bhikkhu's energy is aroused without slackening as he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of energy is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of energy. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of energy goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. When his energy is aroused, there arises in him spiritual rapture. Whenever bhikkhu's spiritual rapture arises in a bhikkhu whose energy is aroused, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of rapture is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of rapture. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of rapture goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose mind is uplifted by rapture, the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of tranquility is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of tranquility. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of tranquility goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose body is tranquil and who is happy, the mind becomes concentrated. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of concentration is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of concentration. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of concentration goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. He becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of equanimity is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of equanimity. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of equanimity goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Whenever a bhikkhu dwells contemplating feelings in feelings, on that occasion unmuddled mindfulness is established in that bhikkhu. Whenever bhikkhu's unmuddled mindfulness has been established in a bhikkhu, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of mindfulness is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Dwelling thus mindfully, he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it. Whenever a bhikkhu dwelling thus mindfully discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. While he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, his energy is aroused without slackening. Whenever a bhikkhu's energy is aroused without slackening, as he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of energy is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of energy. On that occasion the enlightenment factor of energy goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. When his energy is aroused, there arises in him spiritual rapture. Whenever bhikkhu's spiritual rapture arises in a bhikkhu whose energy is aroused, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of rapture is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of rapture. On that occasion the enlightenment factor of rapture goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose mind is uplifted by rapture, the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil. Whenever bhikkhus the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil in a bhikkhu whose mind is uplifted by rapture, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of tranquility is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of tranquility. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of tranquility goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose body is tranquil and who is happy, the mind becomes concentrated. Whenever bhikkhus the mind becomes concentrated in a bhikkhu whose body is tranquil and who is happy, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of concentration is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of concentration. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of concentration goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. He becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated. A bhikkhu becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of equanimity is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of equanimity. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of equanimity goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Whenever a bhikkhu dwells contemplating mind in mind. On that occasion, unmuddled mindfulness is established in that bhikkhu. Whenever bhikkhu's unmuddled mindfulness has been established in a bhikkhu, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Dwelling thus mindfully, he discriminates that dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it. Whenever a bhikkhu dwelling thus mindfully discriminates that dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. While he discriminates that dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, his energy is aroused without slackening. Whenever a bhikkhu's energy is aroused without slackening as he discriminates that dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of energy is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of energy. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of energy goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. When his energy is aroused, there arises in him spiritual rapture. Whenever bhikkhu's spiritual rapture arises in a bhikkhu whose energy is aroused, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of rapture is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of rapture. On that occasion the enlightenment factor of rapture goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose mind is uplifted by rapture, the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil. Whenever bhikkhus, the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil in a bhikkhu whose mind is uplifted by rapture, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of tranquility is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of tranquility. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of tranquility goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose body is tranquil and who is happy, the mind becomes concentrated. Whenever bhikkhus, the mind becomes concentrated in a bhikkhu whose body is tranquil and who is happy, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of concentration is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of concentration. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of concentration goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. He becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated. Whenever a bhikkhu becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of equanimity is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of equanimity. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of equanimity goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Whenever a bhikkhu dwells contemplating phenomena in phenomena, on that occasion, unmuddled mindfulness is established in that bhikkhu. Whenever bhikkhu's unmuddled mindfulness has been established in a bhikkhu, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. Dwelling thus mindfully, he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it. Whenever a bhikkhu dwelling thus mindfully discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. While he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, his energy is aroused without slackening. Whenever a bhikkhu's energy is aroused without slackening, as he discriminates that Dharma with wisdom, examines it, makes an investigation of it, on that occasion, the enlightenment factor of energy is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of energy. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of energy goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. When his energy is aroused, there arises in him spiritual rapture. Whenever bhikkhu's spiritual rapture arises in a bhikkhu whose energy is aroused, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of rapture is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion, the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of rapture. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of rapture goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose mind is uplifted by rapture, the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil. Whenever the body becomes tranquil and the mind becomes tranquil in a bhikkhu whose mind is uplifted by rapture, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of tranquility is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of tranquility. On that occasion the enlightenment factor of tranquility goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. For one whose body is tranquil and who is happy, the mind becomes concentrated. Whenever the mind becomes concentrated in a bhikkhu whose body is tranquil and who is happy, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of concentration is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of concentration. On that occasion, the enlightenment factor of concentration goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. He becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated. A bhikkhu becomes one who closely looks on with equanimity at the mind thus concentrated, on that occasion the enlightenment factor of equanimity is aroused by the bhikkhu. On that occasion the bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of equanimity. On that occasion the enlightenment factor of equanimity goes to fulfillment by development in the bhikkhu. It is, bhikkhus, when the four establishments of mindfulness are developed and cultivated in this way, that they fulfill the seven factors of enlightenment. Seven factors of enlightenment fulfill true knowledge and liberation. How, bhikkhus, are the seven factors of enlightenment developed and cultivated so that they fulfill true knowledge and liberation? Here, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu develops the enlightenment factor of mindfulness, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. He develops the enlightenment factor of discrimination of states, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. He develops the enlightenment factor of energy, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. He develops the enlightenment factor of rapture, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. He develops the enlightenment factor of tranquility, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. He develops the enlightenment factor of concentration, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. He develops the enlightenment factor of equanimity, which is based upon seclusion, dispassion, and cessation, maturing in release. It is, bhikkhus, when the seven factors of enlightenment are developed and cultivated in this way, that they fulfill true knowledge and liberation.